Tuesday, November 9th, 2021, 5:38 a.m. Okay, so I got up around 3:30 and dealt with a bunch of different little stuffs out there, ate my breakfast, did my vitals, blah, 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 blah. When I got up, the dog was not in our bedroom. He was out in the living room, so that was unusual. Anyway, so I got out there. He was just laying down sleeping, and so I didn't make him go out or anything. I figured he probably got the wife up and asked to go out, so he'd been out already. I was just going to wait until he asked to go out. He never did ask to go out, but when it was time for me to go into the studio / garage and start working, I went ahead and made him go outside, gave him a chicken treat, and I came in here. Anyway, so still dealing with the trees. Color-wise, something wasn't making sense. So I'm going to introduce the, not the pink, but the magenta. It's actually magenta into the other trees because there was no continuity towards those. So it's going to darken it up again when I do this. And I guess that's kind of the idea. Anyway, so I'm also listening to one of my YouTube channels. They're talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Kyle Rittenhouse was the young man that went to Kenosha, was from Kenosha, Wisconsin, went to the George Floyd Black Lives Matter protest in Minnesota, I think. Anyway, so he ended up having to kill two people in self-defense and wounding another in self-defense. And the prosecution charged him with murder. So back then, you never really know really what happened. So, but as I recall, a lot of the news outlets, corporate news outlets, were pretty much painting it like he was looking for somebody to shoot, you know, wanted to kill somebody. And then shortly after that, I was watching all this raw footage video, and this one guy compiled all that raw footage video without editing, showing that, he was trying to avoid certain belligerent people who were threatening his life. And at one point, at the two points where he killed somebody, they pretty much cornered him and he shot them. And the other person that he wounded was actually raising a handgun towards him, so he shot that guy in the bicep. And but you know, so it's hard to really make a determination what's going on. So they got the trial going on now. They're trying to define exactly what happened that night. And so there's actually some people that were painting it the other way, that he was a young man bent on killing somebody that night we made a mistake, we weren't being fair. And it looked like he could be justified in self-defense. So that's just like I said, you know, you watch all this stuff, you can't really listen to the news because they will color it, you know, a certain way. And which makes me think that, I'm cynical. I'm cynical about everything that they're trying to tell us to do. So you really can't go by me either, because I could be wrong. Yeah, you know, so when they tell me that the Earth's going to end because of climate change and we don't do anything about it, the Earth's going to end in 12 years, and this was over a decade ago that they did stuff like that, over two decades ago. And it still hasn't happened yet, or even came close to raising the sea levels to where anybody that's living on the coast is going to be inundated with water. Not happened. So, and this is decades ago they were saying stuff like this. Okay? That all the polar ice caps were going to completely melt. Completely melt. Hasn't happened. So, you know, it's hard to really wade through all this stuff, and you have to kind of like live your life day by day and not react to a lot of the fear mongering or a lot of the propaganda, political propaganda that people spew out. So that's you know, that's what I'm listening to now, that kind of stuff. And so let me get back to painting, because I keep looking at this painting. I want to do something else. So be back in a bit. Okay, 7:50 a.m. Taking a little break here. The wife is up, so I'm gonna go talk to her for a few minutes and look outside at the rain that's coming down. Lots of rain came down, just for a short while though. So we'll see what happens. Be back in a bit. 8:04 a.m. Okay, let's get back to painting here. Okay. 9:34 a.m. Okay, I've got to go out there and feed the dog. My wife said, gave me the high sign saying that he's hungry. So I didn't really mean to forget about him. I just got involved with painting. So let me go do that, and I'll try to come back here and paint some more. Oh, that's funny. And I thought I was listening to, who was I thought I was listening to? Eric Dolphy. Turns out I'm listening to Charles Mingus at Cornell, 1964, Fables of Phoebus. Phoebus, I don't know. But what time is it? 10:55. Okay, so I've been painting some more. Boy, painting a long time today. Nice rainy day to paint. So I just thought I'd take a little break here. I caught a drawing mistake, a really bad drawing mistake, and I had to fix it. It was the left hand upper corner. Left hand further corner of the bin that all the money's being poured into. I didn't have it drawn in correctly. It was there was something always kind of off about it. I never knew what it was, but then when I go, oh, there it is. Let's fix it. So I fixed it just now, and I see why I didn't do it that way, because I was it makes it look a little high, a little tall, but that's okay, I think. There's all sorts of stuff that's kind of weird here. Oh boy, getting tired. I think I better take another longer break here pretty soon. But yeah, it got a little cold in here because it's a rainy day. It's windy too outside. Well, yeah, breezy, a strong breeze, not really windy, windy. But so let me call this a wrap, and I'll try to continue painting here for a bit and then clean up. Today's Tuesday. Don't have much to do today. Nothing on the calendar that I could see. So I'd like to go for my walk. If it clears up this afternoon, I'll do that, because I really don't like the cold, windy, wet time. But I may do it just the same, you know, so just to get that walk in. So have a good one.